Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this show, we look at films dealing with teeth and dentists. I hope you enjoy the show. I had the deeply unpleasant experience of having a deep clean at the dentist recently, and afterwards I started thinking about films featuring dentists and all things dental. I found enough to fill an episode, so here it is. We can begin with the ultimate thriller Marathon Man, starring Dustin Hoffman, Roy Scheider and Laurence Olivier, directed by Richard Schlesinger in 1976. It's often used to illustrate how to write a script, and William Goldman did a magnificent job. I'm surprised it didn't warrant any more than one nomination for an Oscar, and that was for Olivier's portrayal of the nasty Nazi dentist who uses teeth as the means of inflicting pain during interrogation. Hoffman plays the unsuspecting younger brother of a CIA agent, played by Roy Scheider, who's on the trail of a Nazi war criminal in New York. Olivier, as the Nazi, Christian Zell, has one of those classic lines when he is interrogating, "Is it safe?"
Thank you.
Next, let's look at Castaway from the year 2000, in which Tom Hanks gets washed up on a desert island after surviving a plane crash. During his time on the island, he suffers from toothache and has to manufacture a way of removing a rotting tooth. This episode is a film within a film and could have been remarketed as a short and would probably have won some awards.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely. I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely. I'll be so lonely they could die. Tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, and think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. Just a lonely baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
In The Pale Face from 1949, Bob Hope plays a dentist called Painless Peter Potter, travelling around the Wild West. This is one of Hope's finest moments, and the excellent film won an Oscar for this song.
A western ranch is just a branch of nowhere junction to me. Give me the city where living's pretty and the gals wear finery. East is east and west is west and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. And you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or skirts that you've homespun. But I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room and you're all mine. Bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows.
In fact, there was a dentist called Painless Parker who took his practice on the road in the 1890s in America. Jane Russell plays Calamity Jane opposite Hope's dentist, and they make a great pair. So much so that they teamed up again for a sequel called Son of Paleface in 1952. In this one, Hope plays Painless Potter's son, who is looking for his father's gold. This time, Will Rogers was brought in to good effect, and reviews were just as good as for the first film. Teeth, made in 2007, is a perplexing film that's part horror, part comedy, and part thriller. A teenage girl growing up next to a nuclear power plant discovers she has the condition known as vagina dentata, or teeth in her private parts. It seems to have been a mythological condition never experienced outside of folklore. It's a great premise, and there are a couple of subplots that could have been developed more. This really is an oddball film, and not badly made either. It reminded me a bit of a David Cronenberg film. Jess Weixler does very well in the lead role, and she's in practically every scene. And it has a very dark ending.
possible. You did. Who built the house and brought it down? Who raised the roof and never made a sound? You did. You did. Wake me up if I should drift away. I don't want to miss a thing. Take my hand and lead me all around. I don't care where we're going. My heart like a baby's fist. You did. Who cleared the static and made it sing? Who put the wheel on the gravy train? You did. You did. Wake me up if I should drift away.
Red Dragon is the prequel to Silence of the Lambs and sees the return of Hannibal Lecter, the cannibalistic killer. He's in prison and Edward Norton from the FBI wants his help to track down a serial killer called the Tooth Fairy. This is a well-paced film and well worth a look. Ralph Fiennes does a star turn as the Tooth Fairy and Hopkins is on top form again, and there's a great twist near the end. The great cast, including Philip Seymour Hoffman and Harvey Keitel, was assembled when the original scriptwriter of Silence of the Lambs, Ted Talley, was brought aboard.
Thank you.
could forget the importance of teeth in the classic Spielberg film Jaws from 1975? Richard Dreyfuss, Roy Scheider and Robert Shaw team up to track down the killer shark that's been terrorising a Long Island beach. Apparently, the mechanical shark needed repairs and the production had to close down for a while, but the cast worked on the script during the time off and vastly improved it. On release, a third of the population of America went to see the film. That was 67 million at the time. Up until then, the summer was seen as a graveyard for cinema releases, but the film's success changed all that. It went on to take over $100 million at the box office. It was John Williams' breakthrough as a film composer, and he won an Oscar for his unforgettable score. Now we'll move on to something a bit lighter, and Steve Martin's brilliant turn as a dentist in The Little Shop of Horrors from 1986, directed by Frank Oz. He delights in inflicting pain on his patients and sings about it.
When I was younger, just a pair of years, my mama noticed funny things I did. Like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies when I was done. I'd find a pussycat, bash its head. That's when my mama said.
What did she say?
She said, my boy, I think so. Temperament's wrong for priesthood, and teaching would suit you still less. Son, be a dentist, you'll be a success.
Here he is, folks, the leader of the plaque. Watch him suck up that gas, oh my god. He's a dentist that he'll never ever be any good. Who wants their teeth done by the Marquis de Sade?
Oh, that hurts. Wait, I'm not numb.
Shut up, open wide, here I come. Somewhere, heaven above me, I know,
that my mama's proud of me.
Oh, mama.
Cause I'm a dentist and a success. Say ah. Oh. Say ah. Oh. Say ah. Oh. Now spit.
But even he isn't prepared for Bill Murray, the patient who just wants to experience pain. It really is the funniest scene in the movie. I'm not a musical lover generally, but this is a very enjoyable film. Steve Martin also plays a dentist in Novocaine from 2001, which is a curious comedy thriller. Martin plays it straight, whereas everyone else in the film plays it as a comedy, so by the end of the movie you're left sitting on the fence. Helen Bonham Carter gives a credible performance as a junkie hobo who Martin falls for, and Laura Dern is great as an OCD perfectionist, his love interest in The Office. There's also a great cameo from Kevin Bacon.
Mais oui, madame, c'est là que j'ai laissé mon cœur. C'est là que je viens retrouver mon âme, toute ma flamme, tout mon bonheur. Quand je revois ma petite église où les mariages allaient gaiement, quand je revois ma vieille maison grise, même la brise parle d'antan. Elle me raconte comme autrefois de jolis contes. Beaux jours passés, je vous revois. Un rendez-vous, une musique, des yeux rêveurs, tout un roman, tout un roman d'amour poétique et pathétique. Mais Ménilmontant, quand midi sonne, la vie s'éveille à nouveau, tout résonne. De mille échos, la bidinette, chez sa dinette au bistrot, la biblette, lisse et journaux. Voici la grille verte, voici la porte ouverte qui grince un peu pour dire bonjour, bonjour, alors te v'là de retour. Ménilmontant, mais oui, madame, c'est là que j'ai laissé mon cœur. C'est là que je viens retrouver mon âme, toute ma âme, tout mon bonheur. Quand je revois ma petite gare où chaque train partait joyeux, j'entends encore dans le tintamarre des mots bizarres, des mots d'adieu. Je suis pas poète, mais je suis ému. Et dans ma tête, y a des souvenirs jamais perdus. Un soir d'hiver, une musique, des yeux très doux, les tiens, maman. Tout un roman d'amour poétique et pathétique, Ménilmontant.
Another comedy thriller about teeth, but more satisfying, is The Whole Nine Yards, made a year earlier, in which Bruce Willis plays a hitman who moves in next door to Matthew Perry, a straight-laced dentist with a dangerous wife, played by Natasha Henstridge. Perry is very good as he comes to terms with Jimmy the Tulip, the neighbour, and there are many funny moments to enjoy. Unfortunately, the same plot happens as in Novocaine, involving the falsifying of dental records. Well, I guess there's only so many ways you can bring dentists into thrillers, but any movie that opens with a Mose Allison track gets the thumbs up from me.
If this life is driving you to drink, you're sitting around wondering just what to think. Well, I got some consolation, I'll give it to you if I might. You know I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's gonna be alright. You know this world is just a one big trouble spot, 'cause some have plenty and some have not. You know I used to be troubled, but I finally saw the light. Now I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be alright. Your time trying to be a go-getter. Things will get worse before they get any better. You know there's always somebody playing with dynamite. But I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be all right.
There you have it, a selection of interesting films about dentists or teeth. Who said it couldn't be done? See you next time. We'll be right back.